This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And thanks for joining us on The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. 844-236-6010 is our number. Got lines open for you. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you have questions about the longevity products, health challenges you or a loved one may be dealing with, have you heard about the coronavirus? I'm going to talk a little bit about that. Not because I really want to talk about it, but it's just in the news and there's so much misunderstanding about it. If you have questions about the coronavirus, skin health questions, formulations, ingredients, or if you just have a common or success story you'd like to share, we want to hear from you on The Bright Side. Got lines open. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you want to purchase the longevity products, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Healthy Start Pack, Glucogenics product, our new Glucogenics product, Ultimate Niacin. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products, or if you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team and start a longevity business, if you're an entrepreneur, if you like the health business, if you want to be in the health business, you can call 866-735-2470, or you can click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. We at Longevity are dedicated to helping you understand health and helping you help others understand health with supplements and information and ideas. We do a lot of seminars. In fact, I'm going to do a workshop this Saturday at my lab. February 29th, 2020 is the year. February 29th, 2020. My lab is at 2240 Curtis Street, the Truth Skin Health Lab, 2240 Curtis Street, Denver, Colorado, 80205. We'll talk skin health, we'll talk longevity, we'll talk formulations, we'll talk sales, and we'll just have a good time. And also, I'm going to give away, as I always do when I do my longevity talks, I'm going to give away some Beyond Tangy Tangerine, maybe some Ultimate Nightly Essence, maybe keto bars, we'll see, whatever. At least we'll give away some Beyond Tangy Tangerine. That's this Saturday, 11 a.m. 2240 Curtis Street, Denver, Colorado, 80205 at the Truth Skin Health Lab. And speaking of Truth Skin Health, you can purchase our Truth Treatment products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. I have been formulating skin products for many years. I had a compounding pharmacy, a wound healing compounding pharmacy, where I help people heal wounds, burns, and prevent scarring, post-surgical trauma, etc., acne, psoriasis. And I learned a lot, not only about the skin, but about nutrition in the skin, and about topical formulations for skin health. And what I discovered is you could do things to create changes in the skin. You could really create changes in the skin, but you had to know what you were doing from a formulation standpoint, from an ingredient standpoint, and from a skin health standpoint. And some of the things that I came up with were things that I just made up, you know, not whole cloth, and I didn't synthesize them. They're based on understandings from pharmacy school and things that I had learned along the way. And one of the things I learned is that you shouldn't need a lot of product on your skin. Skincare products should be like medicine. You should only need a couple of drops. If you really want to create a change in the skin and the chemistry of the skin and you have an effective formulation, you should only need a couple of drops. That sounds really weird, but the idea from a chemistry standpoint, from a health professional standpoint, if you're out there slathering a moisturizer on, slathering a wrinkle cream on, slathering a sunscreen on, like the way the American Academy of Dermatology tells you to do it, you are not respecting your skin. I don't mean to be rude here, but you're just not respecting your skin. And you're treating the skin not like an organ, but like some kind of inert covering. That's how we think of the skin. We think of the skin like an inert covering, like a canvas that's just a bag. Like we're inside this bag. Yes, it's maybe a tight bag, but it's a bag. We don't think of it like an organ. We say it's an organ. We give it lip service. We say, it's the body's largest organ. Everybody knows it's the body's largest organ. But what does that really mean? It means you got something that you got to be careful with. And if you're going to address it topically, and we can address it topically, it's on the outside, so we can address it topically, you want to be respectful. Not just you, not just us as patients, people putting stuff on our skin, but the companies that are making the products have to be respectful. They have to be respectful of the skin, they have to be respectful of ingredients, and if you're a skincare professional out there, I know we have a lot of estheticians that listen to this program, you want to be respectful of your client's skin with the product. I am shocked, absolutely blown away when I talk to dermatologists, plastic surgeons, estheticians, people who I love, people who care about their patients, and they don't even read the ingredients. I went to a plastic, one of my salespeople went to a plastic surgeon's office, a famous guy here in town, and he carries this crapola product, I'm not going to mention their name, and she went in and read it off the ingredients. He didn't even know what the ingredients were. This is the plastic surgeon. He didn't even know what the ingredients were or what the effect internally, systemically, was of these ingredients, because there's this idea that the skin is just a covering, and so we don't feel bad about rubbing stuff on. I'm here to tell you my mission in life, among others, one of my missions in life is to help have people respect the organ of the skin. I'm an advocate for the skin. I'm an advocate for your skin, and I'm an advocate for the skin, the concept of skin, the category of skin. Plato said that every idea has a sort of existence in the invisible plane. The philosopher Plato, he called it the ideal plane, or I forgot what he called it. But every idea has an existence in an invisible plane, a real existence. And skin has a real existence. And I am an advocate for the skin, capital T, capital S. And I'm an advocate for your skin. Anyway, TrueTreatments.com first, True Skin Health Products. We're talking about the mind, the electrical nature of the body, the electrical nature of the mind and the body. It should be, with our understanding of bioelectricity, we should really, like with the skin, it should make sense that the body's an electrical system. And if you want to be healthy, you've got to be electrically healthy. But when we talk about electricity in the body, it's not just electricity in a big way, it's the quantum electricity. And don't get freaked out by that word quantum. That just means very small. Electricity exists not just in the kind of things that go down a wire that we can see, but also they exist at the very tiniest, tiniest, tiniest levels, the quantum levels. That's the levels of the electrons and the protons, and that's where health begins, at the level of the cell, the electrons and the protons. It's not vitamins. It's not the Mighty 90, by the way. And it's not the foods you eat. It's the electrons and the protons, little pieces of electricity, we'll just call it, and that's not 100% exact, but it's good enough, little pieces of electricity. That's what it's all about, is little pieces of electricity. Now, you need food, you need supplements, you need nutrition, you need oxygen, you need movement, all the things we talk about for good health, to have the correct flow of electrical energy. And you don't want the electrical energy too fast or too, you know, you don't want it just too fast. You don't want it just flowing. It has to be controlled. Einstein said, matter is frozen energy. And that's kind of the way you want to look at it. It's not totally frozen, but it's kind of solidified. That's what we were talking about a couple days ago, the idea of fats. Fats help slow down, control the flow of electrical energy. It's all electrical energy. And I'm not done talking about that, but I do want to talk about the coronavirus, because I watched the politicians yesterday on TV talking about a commission and how they're going to study the coronavirus. And the implication is that this is some kind of black plague-like pandemic that's going to be killing one out of three people, like the bubonic plague did in the Dark Ages. This is silly, silly, with a capital S. people, most people who get the coronavirus don't even, either they have very mild symptoms or they don't even know they have the coronavirus. The people who have problems are the people who are sick already. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Youngevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite Youngevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We are back on the Bright Side. Thanks for listening. 844-236-6010 is our number, and we do have lines open for you. We'll get to your calls here in the bottom of the hour, as we always do on the Bright Side. 844-236-6010.
6010, 844-236-6010 is our number. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, please call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, or head to Brightside Ben, Pharmacist Ben, brightsidepen.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. I will be doing a talk in my lab, 2240 Curtis Street, Denver, Colorado, 80205, this Saturday at 11 a.m., Saturday, February 29th, 2020. We'll talk longevity, we'll talk skin health, we'll talk, we'll give away some longevity products, we'll talk the business, and it'll be nice just to meet everybody. Hopefully you can come. The weather should be nice if you're in the Colorado area. You never really know in the Colorado area, but the weather should be nice this Saturday, February 29th, 2020, 11 a.m., 2240 Curtis Street, Denver, Colorado, 80205. You can purchase Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, oil, water, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want. Any of our True Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy. Like medicine, skin health should be like skincare products. Skin health products should be like medicine. And Truth Treatments allows you to treat your skin in that way. One or two drops of Truth Transdermal C Serum is all you need. A tiny pinch of our Omega 6 Healing Cream is all you need for burns or cuts. TruthTreatments.com. TruthTreatments.com. So I was watching the whole political that all Trump and his new coronavirus czar and all the health folks, the CDC, and all talking about this epidemic and the pandemic and what's going on. The coronavirus is a big deal. It's not a big deal. Despite the headlines, don't pay attention to headlines. Don't pay attention to mainstream media. It's funny, most of us know not to pay attention to mainstream media, but when it comes to things about our health, we pay attention to mainstream media. Despite the headlines, they gotta have headlines. They gotta freak you out. Despite the headlines, most people who get the coronavirus will be just fine. Many of them won't even know they had the coronavirus. If you have an autoimmune disease, you're gonna have a problem. Maybe. Or let me put it this way. You're going to have more chances of having a problem if you have an autoimmune disease. If you're on prednisone, if you're on a steroid, if you're on any drugs, if you're a diabetic, if you have cancer, if you are elderly and you haven't been taking care of yourself. Not all elderly people, of course, but if you're elderly and haven't been taking care of yourself, yeah, you're going to have a chance, greater chances of responding to the coronavirus in an unfortunate fashion. The trick is to take care of yourself. We don't need the government. We don't need health authorities to tell us to take care of ourselves. Get yourself on high doses of vitamin C. You go to the health for now anyway. If you're in Europe, you can't do it. But for now, you can go to the health food store and get some vitamin C powder. And do it every day. Get your Beyond Tangy Tangerine. That's got vitamin C and it's got the B complex and it's got vitamin A. And by the way, vitamin A is one of the most powerful immune vitamins you could ever use. How many people, present company excluded, of course, how many people are out there, it's not you guys listening, but of your friends, are taking 20,000 IU of vitamin A? I would venture to say very few. How many people are hand-wringing about the coronavirus are taking 20,000 IU of vitamin A and 3,000 or 4,000 milligrams of vitamin C and 400 IU of vitamin E a day, mixed tocopherols? How many? Did the World Health Organization say, we recommend everybody takes vitamin C, one of the most powerful immune-boosting, antiviral, general health supplements you could ever take? Did they say that did the CDC say that? If mainstream media and the CDC is not telling me to take vitamin C and zinc and vitamin A and build my immune system and the B complex and not eat sugar and not take prescription drugs unless I absolutely positively had to, then I'm not paying attention to them. Then they're full of baloney, the way I look at it. So don't worry about the coronavirus. And by the way, the coronavirus affects men more than women for a very interesting reason. That reason is called estrogen. Estrogen is an immune-stimulating substance. It stimulates the immune system. This is why women are not as prone to get the coronavirus. It's more of a man thing. Interestingly, the estrogen, which gets such a bad rap, actually strengthens the immune system. Testosterone suppresses the immune system. There's some interesting evolutionary reasons for that, but that also accounts for the fact that women suffer from autoimmune diseases at a far greater rate than men do. Estrogen is very tricky stuff, and learning how to deal with estrogen is incredibly important. By the way, there's a little hint there, if you know that estrogen supports the immune system. you might want to consider using things that are like estrogen, not estrogen. Estrogen itself is not advisable that anybody uses estrogen, in my opinion. I don't care about the whole feminine thing and the youth thing. And you know, it's interesting because if you are low estrogen, your estrogen starts to drop and you take estrogen, you're going to get a relaxation of your symptoms. And that relaxation of the symptoms doesn't have to do with estrogen as much as it has to do with the fact that now the body has less toxic estrogens to deal with. And there's some really complicated biochemistry behind that. But it's not really the estrogen that's giving you the benefit. It's the fact that now the body is still processing estrogen and not producing as much catechol estrogens. When you take estrogens for a short period of time, you're going to notice the benefit, and people think that it's a good thing. It's not necessarily a good thing, and we know when estrogen breaks down, it forms toxic estrogens. The real key is to use progesterone. Progesterone makes your body sensitive to estrogen naturally. Estrogen is a powerful, powerful substance. If you look at the way the hormones are processed, the steroid hormones are processed, in biochemistry and chemistry, it's always A going to B, going to C, going to D. That's how the whole body works. That's all biochemistry. A molecule starts off as A, it gets transformed to B, it gets transformed to C, it gets transformed to D, and on and on and on. That's biochemistry. Now, I just simplify what's happening in the body very dramatically, because that whole that's called the pathways, by the way. Those biochemical pathways are happening in an infinite amount of time, essentially an infinite amount of time. Times in the body, you've got 100 trillion cells, you just figure out, do the math. But simply put, biochemistry is A getting turned to B, getting turned to C, getting turned to D, etc., etc. Well, in the body, all the steroid hormones are made a certain way along this pathway. It starts off with cholesterol. Cholesterol is then tweaked. You've heard this before, how all steroid hormones come from cholesterol, and they do. So cholesterol is tweaked a little bit, and bam, you got pregnenolone. That's called a chemical reaction. That's A to B. Cholesterol gets turned to pregnenolone. You've heard me talking about pregnenolone. Pregnenolone is in the top of the steroid production biosynthetic pathways. Pregnenolone, that's what makes pregnenolone over the counter, makes it safe. The substances that are at the top of these pathways, those are safer. The ones at the bottom, those are the ones you got to be really careful with, because they're at the bottom, they don't get transformed, they have to get eliminated. Estrogen's on the very bottom, testosterone's right above it. And that's what makes estrogen and testosterone drugs. Legend drugs, and that's why pregnenolone and, for that matter, DHEA are not drugs, even though they're all along the same biochemical pathway. So estrogen has got some serious problems associated with it, which we've talked about a lot. But as far as the coronavirus goes, estrogen strengthens the immune system, so you might be less likely to get the coronavirus. Personally, though, I'd be using my ultimate EFAs, which act like estrogen, in addition to vitamin C and zinc. All right, I'm pharmacist Ben, and vitamin A. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Top infectious disease expert Anthony Fauci says a trial with an experimental drug suggests that remdesivir could shorten the recovery time for a coronavirus patient.
What it has proven is that a drug can block this virus.
President Trump says task force guidelines to stop the spread of the virus will fade out because governors are now taking the lead in reopening their own economies.
I think there's a tremendous pent-up demand. I've been at the White House now for many months, and I'd like to get out as much as I love this. This is the most beautiful house in the world, in my opinion. But I think there's just a great demand to get out.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says it may take a year or more for the economy to rebound, so the Fed is leaving a benchmark interest rate near zero. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As many governors plan to reopen their states, many small businesses are hoping they can make it through these tough times to where they can get a small business loan. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more on the story.
As many small businesses feel the financial crunch during the coronavirus pandemic, they're reaching out for loans. The PPP loan is a popular loan program set up by the SBA to help business owners. But according to financial expert Chris Hogan, you need to certainly pay attention to that loan and read through all the provisions regarding what's a loan and what's a grant.
America, we are resilient, we are tough, and small business is the backbone of our economy. I think it's going to take leaders that are really focused and understanding where they are, and it's going to require a lot of them to make some tough decisions. You know, looking at this program, the SBA is used to processing $25 billion in loans each year. I'm most fearful about this program under the quote-unquote grant. Bill, you know, I've seen a lot of grants, and I've never seen a grant that has an interest rate. You and I both know that that's what a loan has. And so I'm fearful for businesses who are struggling right now, who are going to take on millions of dollars of debt that may have to be repaid at some point.
You can listen to current news updated hourly or search through the archives and find a story that aired days ago. Listen to all the news all the time at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. Got lines open for you. And if you have questions about the coronavirus or formulations or skin health products or anything that's on your mind, if you have a comment or success story you'd like to share, 844-236-6010 is our number. Longevity products can be purchased by calling 866-735-2470. And if you're in the Denver area, I hope to see you this Saturday, February 29th, at my lab, 11 a.m., 2240 Curtis Street, Denver, Colorado, 80205. We'll talk skin health, and we'll talk formulations, and we'll talk longevity and longevity products, and give away some longevity products, too. Hope to see you. All right. So, just going to do a couple stories, then we'll get your calls, 844-236-6010 from the Atlantic. Why hasn't science solved acne yet? Because, as Thomas Kuhn said in the book The Structure of Scientific Revolutions. That's a book where a guy named this historian, scientific historian named Thomas Kuhn came up with this idea that there are belief systems that exist in the world of science called paradigms. We've talked about paradigms. One of my all-time favorite books is a book called The Paradigm Conspiracy. A paradigm is a way of looking at the world, and the powers that be have an interest in maintaining and keeping the masses in a certain paradigm, maintaining a certain paradigm for large groups of people. Structuring paradigms, shaping mindsets. So science hasn't solved acne yet because it's living under the wrong paradigm. Science thinks acne is a sickness. It's a pathology. It's not. It's a deficiency. It's a way that the body, the skin, responds to nutritional deficiencies as well as burdens, a combination of burdens and deficiencies. Wrong things in, right things not in. That's as simple as all it is. Science doesn't need to solve acne. I have doctors sometimes ask me for my studies. They want to know if there's any clinical studies that I've done on my omega-6. I don't do clinical studies. Just put on your cut and watch what happens. That's your clinical study. Where's the clinical studies? We don't have clinical studies. What's a clinical study? You take 10 people and then you make up a metric and then you see what happens based on the metric. I got people, ingredient people coming in saying, you should use our ingredient because we have proven that it reduces wrinkles by 22.2% in 17% of the people 13% of the time. What? What the heck does that mean? Three kinds of lies. Lies, damn lies, and statistics. And studies are based on statistics, which is a lie. That's why you don't pay any attention. That's why I don't pay any attention to studies. Now, research is different. If you're doing biochemical research and you're looking at pathways, that's different. And we collapse those two ideas, those two kinds of scientific or academic research, as we collapse those two together. We treat studies as if it's biochemistry. No. That's called epidemiology, by the way. Epidemiology is one of the biggest BS sciences that there is. Epidemiology, or I should say, drawing conclusions from epidemiology. There's a guy named T. Colin Campbell who wrote a book called it's totally discredited at this point. The China Diet, I think it's called, something like that. And he proved that people in China who drank milk and ate hamburgers, you know, they got sicker than people who were vegetarians. But what he didn't do is he didn't check what they ate with their hamburgers, or how well they cooked their hamburgers, or what kind of beef the hamburgers came from. This is the problem with epidemiology. You can only select a few metrics, a few criteria. You can only filter with just a few things. You can't filter everything. So when they do studies on people who eat eggs and they find that they have increased heart disease, they don't check if they had bacon with the eggs. They don't check what kind of butter they fry the eggs in or what kind of oil they fry the eggs in. They don't check if the people were smoking. They don't check if the people were overweight or diabetic. That's why the problem with studies. Don't pay attention to studies. Pay attention to science, or I should say chemistry. Pay attention to histology, the study of tissue. Pay attention to cell biology, cell chemistry. That's what we talk about in this program. If you ever listen to a health program where they start talking a lot about studies, and I know I sometimes mention studies too. Don't give me a hard time about that. I do mention studies sometimes, but only in terms of their interest, the interesting headline that's associated with it. But to take health information strictly from a study is bad science, and if anybody does it and you're listening to a radio program where they do it, it's bad science. In my opinion, you have to make your own opinion. That's my opinion. All right. So, not that there's not some interesting things that you can find in studies. There are interesting things there. For example, here's an interesting study. Effects of yoga on the autonomic nervous system and on GABA and on epilepsy, depression, and post-traumatic stress disorder. Well, interestingly, this is a study. Interestingly, people who practice yoga had experienced benefits for post-traumatic stress disorders, depression, epilepsy. It was a great way to activate the vagus nerve. Does this mean it's a fact? No. It just means it's interesting. You might want to try it out. GABA, too. GABA is one of the great underappreciated substances for relaxation, for sleep. It's used in seizure disorders. It's actually a prescription drug called called gabapentin. It's a derivative. That's how prescription drugs work. They're always looking to tweak molecules and patent molecules and change molecules around to make prescription drugs. GABA is just an inexpensive, completely non-toxic supplement. I guess you'd say it's not really a nutrient. It's a biochemical that's made in your brain. Very simple. And guess what? GABA stands for gamma amino, GA, butyric acid, as in butter. Butyric acid is the active ingredient in butter. Butyric acid is a short-chain fat. Short-chain fats come into our bodies through fiber. That means you can get your own natural GABA by eating fiber, by making sure you're getting enough fiber, that is, and by eating butter, for that matter. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to Elaine in Alaska. Good morning, Elaine. What's going on?
Hey, good morning. I'm watching the most beautiful sunrise.
Oh, you're lucky to be living out there. Is it cold, though?
But
is it really cold?
No, it's like 15. That's not bad. It's pleasant.
It's a pleasant 15. I can kind of relate to that, actually. Sometimes in Denver, it's a pleasant 15. So, what's going on?
I have a comment and a question, if there's time.
Yeah, let me hear your comment.
Yeah, so a couple days ago, I think you talked about with the coronavirus, and you were saying, I smell a rat.
And I do. I smell a rat.
I'm wondering, is it a lab rat? Because I've heard, and there's various sources, but I've heard that this virus originally was made in a laboratory, and it got out.
I heard that, and I don't know if you heard this part. Check this out. There's a book that came out in the 1980s by an author named Dean Koontz, where he talks about an epidemic that's going to. You know what I'm talking about? The book was written in 1981. The book was written in 1981, and in the book, there's a whole little chapter or section where they talk about a virus that's going to come out in the year 2020 from China. And in that book, he said the virus was a lab virus. Nothing surprised. Put it this way, nothing would surprise me. I don't know that for a fact, but nothing would surprise me. But the point I was making is when I said I smell a rat, is they're making too much of a big stink about this. And when government agencies and the government and politicians and get all of a sudden on board for something like that, I'm just cynical that way. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm cynical that way. And the fact is you don't, like I was saying before, if they're not telling me to take more vitamin C or make sure I'm using zinc or giving people zinc, I'm suspicious.
Exactly.
Because that's way more important. Zinc supplements are way more important than anything they can give you from it that's a drug at this point. All right, hang on. We'll take your question when we come back from our break.
Okay.
I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Lines open 844-236-6010. We'll be back right after this.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the bright side talking to Elaine in Alaska. Hey, Elaine, so did that make sense what I was saying about the coronavirus? It's not like, you know, I don't want to know about the politics of it, but until they tell me that to take my Beyond Tangy Tangerine, until everybody gets Beyond Tangy Tangerine on the government, on our tax, for our tax dollars, we all get a jug mailed once a month to us, I'm not buying what they're saying.
So what's going?
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
If you vote for me for president, I will make sure. I'm going to run for president. That's going to be my platform. That's going to be my plan. And plus, you all get a hot tub in it. And one free massage on the government once a week. How do you like that?
I love it.
Would you vote for me
president
if I ran on that platform? Not, we're going to give everybody the drugs. Everybody's going to get the medication. We're going to make sure the medication. Everybody's going to get the medication. We all get our drugs. Drugs are terrible. It's terrible. People can't get the drugs. And I'm making fun of, Bernie. But
right.
He means well. He's just 80 years old, and he buys, he thinks that, the government is there to protect him and his friends and his constituents. So anyway, I don't want to get too political here. There's plenty of politics. What's going on?
So the question I have a patient. She's doing the Tangy Tangerine, but she's a school teacher, pretty high stress, trying to avoid gallbladder surgery and just looking for advice.
Fast.
Okay.
And then once she starts, this is what you do for anybody who's dealing with problems with the gallbladder. First of all, the gallbladder is a bag of bile, bag o' bile. Bile is responsible for clearing out toxicity. It's responsible for clearing out estrogen, which we talked about earlier. And gland is responsible for digestion of foods. When it's overloaded, it's like oil, like the oil in your car getting thick and gunky, and that's what causes gallbladder problems for the most part. It can cause inflammation in the lining of the gallbladder, it can cause stones. It just wreaks havoc. Fasting is key. Now, if she's on medication, you know, I personally would say, you know, wean yourself off. You got to talk to your doctor, of course, about that. And you know, you always should talk to your doctor. If you're on, if you're being cared for by a doctor, I don't like being the guy to say don't do what the doctor said. If you're being cared for the, by the doctor, it's not fair to go behind his back and then do something different because he's operating with one set of facts and he's trying to succeed in his own way with one set of facts and you're not giving him all the information. So it's you always want to work with your doctor. That being said, if you have gallbladder problems, drugs aren't helping you. If you're on hormones, they're not helping you. And if you have hormone problems, that's not helping you. And if you have digestive issues, that's, you know, that's not helping you either. So those are where you want, those are the areas you want to work. Now, once she starts eating again, she should look for problem foods, number one, and then use supplements that help the body process bile. And by the way, I did a moment of truth today on digestive enzymes. So digestive enzymes can help. Digestive enzymes oftentimes will have bile supplements in them, like our ultimate enzymes in longevity. And so that's a good idea. And I might do an off. I think I should probably do an off. I probably should do a moment of truth on bile. I'm going to do one here pretty soon on bile. Moment of truth, by the way, are up at criticalhealthnews.com and also our Facebook page, The Bright Side with Pharmacist Ben. So those are some strategies for you. Lecithin, of course, is an all-time great bile-supporting supplement. The amino acid taurine is good. Amino acid glycine can be helpful. Swedish bitters, maybe. Anything with phospholipids, like eggs, can be helpful. There's a nutrient called inositol that can be helpful too. There's a bunch of ways you can start building bile and controlling the digestive issue. And if she's on drugs, getting off of those. All right.
And then apple cider vinegar. Can she?
Yeah. Apple cider vinegar. Absolutely. That's I forgot about that. Apple cider vinegar. Okay. Also, a supplement that has betaine HCl in it.
Okay.
Yeah, apple cider vinegar. Okay. And also noni or aloe vera too.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Good to talk to you. Have a beautiful day. Okay. Bye, Lane. Okay. 844-236-6010. Let's go to John in Kansas. Dr. John, you always got something very cool to say. So what's going on today?
Dr. John. I'm
calling Dr. John.
John.
Yes, sir. Why don't you give your business a plug, Dr. John? Give your business a plug.
My wife and I operate Firesign Quantum Health. We do health coaching. My wife's a holistic nutritional consultant.
On the phone?
We hope.
Do you do phone
or in person, either way.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then you have,
we
and host then you have
a monthly.
Go ahead.
We host a monthly community health seminar on holistic and non-medical topics. And tonight we happen to have a roundtable discussion on Alzheimer's and dementia with a local chiropractor, Dr. Milo Wilcox.
That's awesome. Now, are you Facebooking it or YouTubing it? I know you have a Facebook page, Firesign Quantum Health, with a picture of you and your lovely wife.
Thank you.
You look like soulmates is what I was going to say. I'm looking at your picture right now.
We are.
Soulmates. Yeah, it looks like that.
It works.
Good deal.
We like to open the evening with a local topic, news topic, and today happens to be National Anosmia Awareness Day.
Anosmia, that's an interesting one. National Anosmia Awareness Day. So anosmia, A, like without, nos, like with smell. Anosmia, no smell, right? Smell blindness.
Exactly. Well, this topic was supposed to be scheduled for another month, and it happened to be rescheduled for tonight. And as it happens, I like to check out a little bit more information about our little plug at the beginning. And we found that there is a form of dementia, or one of the dementias, Lewy body dementia, actually contributes to anosmia.
Well, think about it. It kind of makes sense, right? And Lewy body dementia is just dementia that has these kind of signs of deteriorating cells called Lewy bodies. It just means your brain's deteriorating. And it's nothing special, but obviously, but it's probably located somewhere near the nose center, right? Or the smell center, the olfactory center.
It's the protein molecules congest around the nerve cell membranes.
in the brain or in the nose, where locally in the nose or in the brain?
There, but also elsewhere in the body.
Got it. So it's deterioration, basically. It's a breakdown. That's what everything is. It's always just breakdown.
We talk about. So then we bring in the square of health, the fourfold square of health, and the.
Wait! Where'd you get the fourfold square health?
From you,
John. Are you? You're quoting pharmacist Ben in your talks there. That's awesome. Good for you.
Absolutely.
I love it. I love it. I'm honored. Thank you, John, because you're doing good work and you are a very smart guy. And I'm not saying that just because you're listening to us here, but just because you listen to the Bright Side, but. You are listening to the Bright Side, so that says you're a smart guy. But the quantum part is really cool. That's my thing. The whole quantum. We live in this chemocentric world where we focus on chemistry. We haven't moved into the quantum world yet, right? It's like science progresses funeral by funeral, what Thomas Kuhn said in the Structure of Scientific Revolutions, right. And we've only been doing quantum now for five generations. So we still haven't nailed it down, the quantum nature of health. Even though there's visionaries like yourself who are talking about it, and you know, Deepak Chopra talks about it, Bruce Lipton talks about it, a lot of people, Greg Braden talks about it, I talk about it, but it really hasn't hit the mainstream yet, the quantum nature of health, because when that happens, we won't need the drugs, because the drugs can only interfere with quantum health. Nutrients, God made nutrition, or whatever you want to call it, we evolved to use nutrition to stay healthy, because nutrients facilitate the movement of electrons in the perfect way. Drugs can't do that. There's no way we can invent a drug that would facilitate the electron movement of, say, vitamin C. That's how vitamin C works. It contributes a lot. Yeah, vitamin C works by transferring electronic energy at the quantum level. You knew that. Are you kidding me? You probably knew that. You're playing with me. All right, John. Well, anything else?
Well, I just wanted to say that your whole idea of stopping, take this for that, and trying to use allopathic paradigm to deal with
nutrition conditions.
Yeah. We're teaching holistic paradigm so that people look at the spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical environment and take care of the whole body.
That's exactly right, John. You hit the nail on the head. The whole thing, not this. The whole this for that. This I call it allopathic nutrition, where we take the idea that you're against pathology with a vitamin. Now, if you have a Frank deficiency, that's you can do things. And I've seen a lot of things. If you're really deficient in selenium, say, or zinc, you can do some serious things. But we really want to take care of the whole body. So holism. That's what health. That's what holy. They all come from whole. This fractionating the body, dividing it up into parts and treating diseases as if they exist individually, it does not serve us. Hey, I got to go, John. Thank you for your call, buddy. Have a good meeting tonight, and it's good to talk to you. And that's all the time we have for today. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later. Bye for now.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. $1 billion businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.